Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, hello. Kellen Patterson. Midwest Muscle People be real talk up in your eardrums and earlobes, mother. I can't say it, but hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, we are here. People be real talk. And if you are a drug-free athlete and possibly looking for something to stand on like a foundation and a vehicle to drive your goals. Like what, that's right.
Like a Mack truck through ice cream.
Oh, I love it. Love it, love it. Sunny days, how about it? Yeah. Check us out at PeopleMuscle.com. And now let us chit-chat with a banter. Hello, Desiree.
Hello. Hello, Kaylin Patterson. Spring truly has sprung because we're all kinds of excited. And how can you not be excited even though we're still social distancing, but the weather is so nice and you can still stand in your yard, get your vitamin D, you know, bring in all of those sun rays into those eyeballs, reset your internal clock. That's right. It's all good. It is all good,
it's
folks.
All good. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
It's all good.
That's all right.
It's all good. That's all right. And plus, today we're going to hear a voice we haven't heard in a while. And it's just so good to hear from people you haven't talked to in a little while. So that's another reason to be excited. Wouldn't you agree, KP?
Oh, my goodness, yes. It's almost as good as her donuts. You know, but without the snickerdoodle, it's just not the same, I tell you. But anywho, we have a hero of mine, a hero. And I say that with all love and all respect because a genuine individual. I was blessed. I mean, like a lot of people have horror stories, but when I found out about the natural bodybuilding community, I was more than blessed with the people that God placed before me. I even made a post just thinking about this day. It's amazing when you have a sincere heart of learning and improving and doing better and promoting health and fitness. God will put people in your way to make sure that happens. And I was blessed with one of the best, and I'm talking about Earl Snyder, and this man is just as genuine as the backside of a cool pillow on a spring hot day. And I'm telling you, just love him, love him, love him. Des, I know you have something you'd like to say about him as well before we introduce him, so go right ahead.
I'm just going to say love him, love him, love him, like you did.
One more of him.
because it's true. So, Earl, go ahead and introduce yourself because, you know, we're adding new listeners all the time, and then we'll get rocking and rolling.
Hey, Des, KP, I just want to thank P4P Real Talk for continuing on with the natural bodybuilding. I mean, you guys are like helping the community out a lot with just keeping this going. And so always happy to be here and contribute anyway to the natural bodybuilding world.
Much appreciated, brother. You going, Dez, or me? You want to take it? You want to take
nope,
it?
No, you go. You go. Age before beauty.
Dang, that's like, I thought the basketball season was stopped, but it seems like I got slam dunked pretty good right there. You go, girl, I tell you. Well, anywho, I just love the fact that we can get the truth out there. There's been a lot of misinformation, and, you know, thankfully it is dying down because we are basically beating that lie to death, and thank God for it. But, you know, there's people that will kick you when you're down. And when a nation is down, it's surprising that people would still want to do that. But, hey, they're out there, and we should be, like Earl is saying, we should still be out there even more and push even harder because you cannot die in truth. You can only live in it. So let us live and push even harder. Earl, tell us about what's going on at your end of the world on the East Coast and what's going on with the NGA and bodybuilding. And please talk about your special guest that you brought along to make sure that everything's covered.
Yeah, I got Terry Whittle here. And anyway, she's like NGA pro and she's a judge and helps a lot of clients. But on our side of the world, I was telling Des, I said, it snowed on Saturday, so I don't know where the vitamin D is in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
And here we are celebrating all this sunshine. Sorry.
Anyway, just to let you know, a couple, 2 weeks would be in Florida living, so then I'll be getting some real vitamin D. But as far as the, you know, of course, there's no shows going on now, at least in the natural bodybuilding world. And, you know, and it's a shame that things are happening the way they are, but we really don't have no control over what on putting on any shows or doing anything, because it's all government directed. I mean, you can't sit there and tell each governor has their own way of doing, you know, the rules of what you can and cannot do. Like even the gyms, I mean, it's a little heartening that the gyms in some states, I'm glad to see Texas is starting to open up, but most of the states we're not allowed to work out, and that's, again, that's controlled by the government. And my opinion, if we had some governors that were in shape and worked out, they'd change more quickly.
Real tough.
I agree with you there, no doubt, no doubt. And, you know, we were talking that exercise from a health perspective. I mean, yes, there's a lot of things it does for us from a cardio strength perspective and just physical strength, balance, muscle development, all of that good kind of stuff. But it also helps, you know, build your immune system, because that is definitely part of it as well. And also emotionally, we've talked about this a lot. Your body is so intermingled is what's coming to mind, but that's not it. Every system in your body builds off of the other one. They are all integral to each other. There we go. And so, you know, exercise as well as your gut, as well as this and that, it all ties into your emotional health. And, you know, we've just basically, yes, people can get out there and walk, but as we've talked about before, that doesn't always cut it for some people, and they need more than that. And right now they just don't have an outlet. And yes, there are a lot of great resources out there to do at-home workouts. We've talked about it and reviewed it, but sometimes people just need more. And that more is the gym. Terry, I feel like I heard you back there. What were you saying, lady?
Hello. How are you guys?
Hello,
you're great.
Fine woman.
Hello, hello. Yeah, just we're super thankful that you guys, you know, are doing this and trying to get the word out there for us. You know, as far as the NGA goes, you know, we ourselves have heard, you know, some things out there from random, maybe, you know, organizations or individuals or what have you, you know, kind of maybe saying, well, the NGA is, you know, they're not doing any shows. Maybe things aren't going so well, you know. I mean, the typical things I think an organization that is doing well would expect to hear these things, especially in a time like this, competing organizations.
Yes.
So, you know, kind of at some point we kind of take things with a grain of salt. But, you know, just to kind of put all those rumors to rest and put them to bed and cover them up and stamp on them and say, let's move forward, there's nothing going on in the NGA. We are strong. We are together.
Amen.
We are just as strong as all of the other organizations, all of the natural organizations. You know, our executive board is intact. We have, you know, conferences, you know, consistently about what we're going to do going forward. And, you know, just like every other business industry in the United States, the bodybuilding industry is not different as far as what's going on with the organization. We don't know. You know, like Earl said, you know, we're at the mercy of the governors, and it's not like we have a business here and it's in one state. The NGA is worldwide. So we can't make a blanket decision on what's going on with the shows and say, okay, this is what's going to happen for all the shows, because that's not fair to all of the states and all the countries that are that run under NGA sanctioned events.
Well, I think what had happened is that people were trying to push the agenda to where you would make a misstep or would do something out of context and put the organizations and your promoters at risk. And I think that was what the misinformation was truly trying to push, because it made no sense when you hear, like I said to Earl when I was talking to him earlier, we know better. But the people that are just learning about this stuff, it could cause some speculative doubts and frustrations, because if someone – I feel bad for anyone who picked this year to be the first year to be their competitive season. So, you know, with that and then the misery that comes with it, because, you know, we've had a lot of top competitors that had been ready for, you know, for April shows, and they couldn't do it. And some of them were really disheartened. And so they weren't out like you guys have been and know how to be. And so because of that misery, they went silent when we needed the most. And we still need you guys. So, you know, be more motivated inside, internally, and still kick yourselves in the butt to get up and go, because that's what creates natural bodybuilding, and that's what creates natural bodybuilders. And that's our foundation from day one. And, you know, it's sad that the gyms were shut down the way they were. And like Earl was saying, you know, we can't. It's frustrating when people that don't know the agenda make the agenda. And so I'm very frustrated that they didn't reach out to the different gyms. Even if they did the big box gyms, they would have had better information than what they were using and currently trying to promote. So, you know, aside from that, we can still be the competitors we are outside of the gym. And I think this is a good chance and a good opportunity to really show what natural bodybuilding is about, because lifting weights is a part of it, but it's not all of us, because we have so many different backgrounds and so many other things going that we're still passionate about with health and fitness. What do you think about that?
Well, I know, KP, like we talked before, like I know a lot of our promoters, I can speak for the NGA, believe it or not, give back to other organizations like Wounded Warrior, breast cancer and stuff like that. And then we were talking and I was trying to get a hold of you, and you're like, you're at the food bank helping out. So, you know, my hat's off to you that you're help contributing, because you're a great competitor, that you're doing your part. And maybe you want to share that a little bit of what you're doing on your time to give back to the community. And this is a great time to reflect and do that.
Well, I appreciate that challenge, because I don't like talking about myself. But this is a good chance to do it. One of the things with Des and I going to the 5:30 format, one of the blessings I was blessed with is that I could step out and get involved in the communities, because, you know, this time a lot of people that were very sure in their footing felt like they were in quicksand. And many, I mean, with the way the media was putting the information out there, they were scared to death about even leaving their doors, and so they weren't going up to their jobs. And a lot of the work was being left undone, especially the volunteer work, which is sad. Yeah. But anybody, like, you know, with our interaction with people so much in gyms, you learn to connect with a lot of society and a lot of your community. And when you find out there's a need, anybody that has compassion and passion about what they're doing are compelled to move. And that was one of the things that I did. And when, you know, you get involved with one food pantry, there's somebody else that needs to do it, because, you know, the labor was there. It reminds me of the Bible when it says, you know, the labor's there, but the laborers are few. And this time, many people that were really active in the community weren't being as active for fear of getting health and family members sick, risking their own health. So it was a frightening time. And now that they can see that, you know, I didn't die off and fall dead, and my skin didn't rot from my bones. So, you know, it was nice to be out in there where you could take away that fear and show that, you know, healthy people are still healthy. And I think that's the one thing that the governors would not do for us is promote the healthy side of the immune system, instead of just promoting all the bad things that happen with secondary health issues or even third level health issues. They never promoted the people that were healthy. And I said, this is something, you know, I am engaging into our mayor, our local politicians, and also my governor, because I said, you to show another side, Because if you're driving everybody to fear, then the only thing left is depression. You got to be
able
to bring that back. Go ahead, Earl.
I just said it's the power of positivity. You hit the nail on the head. I mean, even the, my opinion, the media should be quarantined for a couple months, but just everything should be take this time.
I like that. Oh, yeah. What do you think of that, Dave?
Oh, no. I mean, it's a lot of things that should be quarantined for a couple of months, except for working America.
Open our gyms.
Let's go, people.
Open our
Let's
gyms.
Let's go, people. Let's go. So now, Kaylin, and just to kind of lead into this conversation a little bit more, we've been, you know, trying to highlight for the listeners what the different organizations are doing. And so, guys, I hope you got the message that the NGA is still very strong. And I know late last week I wasn't able to join, but you had Leif Anderson talking about his shows and what they were doing on that front. Can you just give us a quick recap of how that show went and how as it relates to what it is we're talking about this evening?
Okay, well, you know, because one of the worst things that has been coming out with these just straight-out lies, other than, you know, whole organizations shutting down for the year, is that the shows that would happen were going to be charging like exorbitant fees and all, basically anything, passing everything on to the competitors that still wanted to compete, basically driving them not to compete because, you know, the financing was going to be so hard. And he was pointing out, you know, that the airlines can't really charge what they normally do because people aren't flying. So the hotels aren't charging these exorbitant amounts. So actually, if they ever do release us to do these shows, this would be the best time to get on stage because, you know, everything's basically at retail. So you're getting the really high-end clothing items for retail prices or even on sale or even under. So I'm amazed that, like, it's not good because Earl and I have talked about this. Terry and I have talked about this as well. If you try to hurt somebody, you hurt everybody, even the people you don't want to hurt. And that's the same in any industry or any sport because it always comes full circle. And karma is not a good thing when you finally have to pay what you basically bought into. So it's never a good route, but people still do it. And we are afforded this time to really show who we really are because there's a lot of fakes in the industry. There's a lot of, you know, people talk about how they hate their jobs, but I said any job you go to, you're going to find those same people. But every job they go to, they should find the same you. And we should be so set in our understanding because I know without a doubt the good benefits of good health. And so I live it. If I'm not living it, then I don't truly know anything about it. And I know, if, like Earl was saying, if a governor could really step in a gym with the understanding of what we're doing there, because if you can sell cigarettes, if you can sell alcohol and say this is somehow essential, it's a slap in the face of every healthy individual out there pushing good health because I'm not pushing drugs. I'm not pushing some kind of ideology that's going to help hurt the human body. When I step on stage, it's just another promotion of good health and good fitness. And when you see me at the gym doing, you know, the different classes, I'm promoting good health and good fitness so people don't have to have these secondary risks or secondary health issues. They don't even have a primary health issue other than the good health and the good side effects of it. So when Leif was expressing this, he was basically saying, you know, we should be the ones being promoted instead of having to promote ourselves solely in this time and age.
Yeah.
You still there?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I've been listening to the uptake. I got nothing to add to that. I wasn't quite sure when you were going to finish either, so I was just kind of waiting
I'm sorry. I went on a rant. I went too long. I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't meaning to say you went too long. I was just following along. So. Woo! Sorry about that. But, you know, and it's just all good stuff. I mean, every show that we have on this topic seems to just be building and building. And what it's all building to is everyone was so worried that, you know, bodybuilding, the natural bodybuilding scene was just going to go away, and that's not the case at all. I mean, everyone is working to adapt and to do the best that they can in the environment that we're in. And so the going away, not so much. The adaptation, yes, it's there. It's coming. And, you know, just folks get ready to move along with it and just be ready to go.
Yeah, you've got to be flexible. I mean, just like a, you know, a competitor getting on stage, you don't know when your music's going to stop. And when your music stops, you got to ad lib and you got to do your thing, whether the music's there
or not.
So, you know, so that's our world, and we need to learn to adapt. And, you know, to be honest with you, you know, is there a chance that there will be no shows the rest of this year? Absolutely. Is it in the hands and decision of the organizations? No way. It's in the hands solely of each individual state. They're all different. You know,
there
and for the record, the NGA just put out a statement to all competitors. I think we posted it on Facebook. It was yesterday or the day before. We have allowed each, you know, we allow our promoters to make their own decisions as long as it's within our guidelines of the bylaws. Never did we think that we would have to write into the bylaws how to deal with a pandemic of a shutdown of the country. Had we foreseen that, we maybe would have written a law about that. We don't have that law in place. So, yeah, we, you know, that might be something we're going to do going forward. But we're giving our promoters the, you know, the ability to decide on their own shows because they have to go by their own states and their own laws and what their governors are allowing them to do.
Perfect.
Right, and we are telling our promoters they need to give the athletes a minimum of 3 months in advance. You know, that's the absolute bare bones minimum, nothing less than that. And that's going to be the same for our, you know, our premiere show at the end of the year in October, which should be the NGA Universe. The Universe, they're going to make a decision on that in August, you know, because it is not fair, you know, to have a fair competition, you know, if you're given a last-minute decision. You know, earlier in this year, there were some last-minute decisions that were made. And, you know, you can't hold these promoters accountable for that because no one knew what the heck was going on in this country. And, you know, I mean, one day you're fine, and the next day the governor's shutting your state down. So you can't hold those promoters accountable for that earlier this year. Going forward, though, we are doing a three-month advance notice of any show cancellations so that our, you know, so competitors can prepare. Yeah, and that's the other thing, too, is schools. Right now, in most states, most schools are struggling whether they're going to even open up or not in the fall because of social distancing. And if that's something that we have to continue going forward, how are they going to get the kids on the bus, social distancing?
Yeah.
How are they going to have them in classes? You know, how are they going to do that? So that's a question. And, you know, the majority of our shows are in schools because that's the most, you know, economical way to have a show is to have a school.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, all of those things are taken into consideration, and that's up to the promoter. The promoters are in charge of their own shows and their own promotion. And, you know, I mean, they're not all in it to make money, but at the same time, they're not in it to go in the hole either. You know, so they really need to make these business decisions based on what their states are doing and what they're allowed to do.
And there you have it. So a couple of listener comments. Dale is saying, fear is a beast. And yes, it is, Dale. Kathy is saying, gyms have to be more than essential. So listeners definitely feeling the pain there. And it's still, I mean, as Terry is saying, it's still a huge unknown just based on how the rest of the world is reacting. Because we don't know what schools are going to do. We don't know what other public venues are going to do. We know that promoters are trying to get creative. We, Kaylin and I are going to be judging an online show coming up.
Yep.
I'm super excited to see how that's going to go. Do I want to see that replace a traditional competition altogether? I surely do not. But I am excited about the prospect that, you know, promoters are getting creative and still trying to offer opportunities to athletes. So I think that that is fantastic. But you can only plan for what you can control. And right now we can't control a whole heck of a lot. So we're all waiting to see. And if those don't happen this year, then they don't. But next year is always an opportunity. Carrie?
Yeah, I guess for me, from a business standpoint of the NGA, I probably would question now, today, you know, maybe in a couple weeks from now, this may change. But as of today, I would probably question an organization that made a decision and said, we're starting our shows on this certain date. I would probably question that because, you know what, there are 50-some states. How many states are in the country? You know what I'm saying? If the NBA, the NFL,
Major League Baseball,
if they can't even come to a final decision, how in the world do you expect a bodybuilding organization, natural, to make a decision on what's next? It's day by day.
Yeah.
It's week by week, month by month. You know what I mean? So to expect an organization, well, what are you guys doing, blah, blah, blah. Well, we don't know. And if someone's got that, if someone has the answer, you can call them Jesus.
All right. Come on.
That'll be their name.
There you go. Well, you know,
yeah, because the baseball season should have started right now, and right now there's no games.
No, they can't be.
And so,
you know, it's too high a risk. Let me read what Cynthia said, because this is something, and it's very true. She's very enlightened off of all this information, you know, because people have been listening in. Because the biggest concern, like I said, is when people are putting out the lies. What did he say? The lie had traveled the world 50 times before the truth makes one blot. So,
yep.
You know, they hear it, and they're already scared. Depression is there, and misery is right around the corner. And she's saying, you know, this is very enlightening, and I had no idea that, you know, organizations and promoters had so many parameters involved in their setting up shows.
Mm-hmm.
How do you even pick a venue when there's so many things that happen at schools? And these are the things that, you know, we don't talk about, I guess, enough for people to truly understand, because they're saying, you know, when a promoter has to pull the plug on something, there's a lot of thought that goes into that, because it's not easy to set up to begin with. But if the venue has to shut down and then basically start restocking all the shows that came before that for a bodybuilding show, there's a lot that's happening that, you know, promoters don't put out there, organizations don't put out there, but that doesn't make it any less than the truth. So, you know, Earl, you and Terry have been witness to, you know, when you have to do something, a promoter's, you know, screwing up and you basically have to put them in line. Or something like that. There's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes, not just backstage.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, our show, we had to cancel our show in April, which was the Woodlands show, the Woodlands Resort in Wilkes-Barre.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of our biggest growing shows, and that was in April. And so, unfortunately, it was March when we made that decision. It was the beginning of March, and we saw what was coming, and we didn't want to make it literally like 2 weeks before to make the decision, but we had to do it. And, you know, we had trophies ordered.
Pros,
we had sponsors set up. We had money, you know, coming in from the pros and athletes registered. We had to refund, you know. So it wasn't something that we were just like, oh, we're scared of this pandemic. Let's just cancel the show. It wasn't just that off-the-cuff decision at all. We had to pay attention to the news. We had to pay attention to the CDC. You're like, what is coming? And kind of make our best guess as to what's the best thing to do. And it wasn't easy, because it's almost like you're darned if you do and you're darned if you don't.
Yeah. So totally true. And, you know, and I've been pondering a question, not necessarily that question, but I'm glad you shared that to give that perspective of, you know, the thought process that goes into having to cancel a show. But now that you guys are relocating to Florida, you know, I got to kind of put you on the spot. Are you thinking that you're going to hold a show in Florida? Are you just totally flipping the switch and you're done holding shows on the East Coast? What's going on there? I know.
Okay, so we are still East
related.
Coast, just not Northeast Coast.
Well, that's true.
Just there's a little geography there.
<That's right. laughs>
So the biggest thing that we're going to do when we get down there is obviously we're focused on that universe. We're going to make sure that the universe, you know, if we're able to make it happen, we're going to assist Fran and Andy with making that, you know, a fantastic show. Then after that, we have had some discussions on what we're going to do next. There is a fantastic show that Tracy Simons promotes for the NGA in DeLand. So we're going to, you know, check to see where she's at with that for next year. And we're not too far from DeLand where we're going to be. We're actually setting up some promoters to kind of take over our shows, quote, for here up in the Northeast. So we're hoping to continue the Northeast Beast of the East with the State College Penn State show and also the Wilkes-Barre Woodland show. That being said, we don't have a decision as to where and when we're going to promote in Florida. Yeah, I'll leave it at that. Here's Earl.
Yeah. No, but, you know, our hearts will always still and still will be in it. We're just going to get settled in and see where things go. And our main goal is to make sure we help other people, other promoters. I mean, that's just, to me, is just as important as putting on shows. Make sure everybody has, all our promoters have the support, whatever they need, we're there for them. So we're going to continue that as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's the thing. There's a lot that's going on, and we have to maintain our sanity. And, you know, with people like you in the forefront, it's a lot easier instead of this mass hysteria where people figure this is what gets people's attention. Sometimes it's better to do right and be silent.
Right.
And then to sit there and lie and cause so much confusion because, you know, even though you might be getting attention, I'll put that in air quotes, it's not a healthy attention and it's not healthy for the people that you're involved with because I'm amazed that people can share so much misery, so much fear, so much confusion. And I'm, you know, we can cover the gambit in this time that we're living in. At some point, someone has to be the adult in the room. And, you know, when you guys are pushing, like Earl, when you were talking about how you're basically getting out, you guys are some of the most traveled people that I've met in helping to promote the sport and the industry. And it doesn't matter, you know, if you know the people or not. If they're choosing you off of your reputation, you make sure that that reputation stays intact by being yourself. You're not kissing any behinds, and you're not letting anything get in the way of promoting the true aspect of health and fitness. Because I know there's been plenty of times you've got people single, you know, got them away from the group and the crowd and had to break it down to them. You know, even though they might look their best, well, they're not going to win. Because I know there's plenty of people that they look the best they have in their life, but they don't understand that somebody actually looks better than them at that time in their life. And that's not an easy thing to do. We'd like to keep a smile on everybody's face, but the truth has to break through in order for reality to be the concept of the day, because that's how you win. That's how you improve, and that's how you get better. And, you know, granted, you know, in this time we have, there's a lot of craziness going on, but we don't have to join in that crazy. And I think that's what we're having to step and say, even though we don't really want to say it, because it's rocking the boat. It's causing waves, and you know it's causing people to be called out for the lies that they're telling. But
right.
It has to be done. Yeah, go ahead, Earl.
No, it's just the integrity. I mean, some people don't have it, you know, and some people they'll put things out negatively to make them look better. You know what I mean? Well, they say misery loves company, but you know what?
Mm-hmm.
If you have integrity and believe in what you're saying, especially with the Natural Bodybuilding Organization, it's all about positivity. I mean, positivity goes a lot further than anything in the negative or lying or anything like that. You know, and that's what we need to do. We need to continue having a strong foundation in natural bodybuilding just to keep it going. And, you know, we're going to do everything we can to continue that and to help other people.
Yeah.
You know,
and
that's exactly the way it has to go.
So you guys are doing an online show. You're going to be judging an online show?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Coming up here
I think,
in a couple weeks.
I think that's awesome. I think that's a great idea to keep, you know, athletes involved and keep them on point and held accountable. So I think that's something great. We had a couple people approach the NGA asking about maybe doing some online shows. You know, and our response really was, you know, we 100% support that. We think that it's fantastic. Do it, do it, do it. You know, unfortunately, it's not something that the NGA as an organization would support as a sanctioned event, just
mm-hmm.
because of the ambiguity of it and, you know,
yes.
kind of put out there for even more, you know, tests, you know, under the microscope even further. And yeah, this is something we're not ready to venture into yet. But we're 100%. I think it's fantastic. I think it's great.
These athletes have something to shoot for.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But
so we have
a listener.
I think the focus needs to be on these the governors. I mean, if they're allowing restaurants to open up, okay, and there's no social, and I know that there's restaurants opening up, some social clubs are opening up, and all these. Why can't the gym start opening up? I mean, and that's mental is just as important as physical. And right now, if we all walked in the gym and started getting a workout in, we'd mentally feel good just to walk through them doors. But our hands are tied because of the governor's decisions. I mean, I'd wear a hazmat suit if I could walk into a gym and get a full workout in. It wouldn't matter to me.
Oh, man. Okay, guys, a couple listener questions. This one's from Carla. She says, how did gyms hit the bottom of the barrel when it comes to these phases? And that's a good question, Carla. I mean, and that's something that the powers that be are going to have to answer, because as far as I can see, there is no rhyme or reason as to how they've decided who they're going to open up, at what phases, who gets financial support, who does not. I know gym owners that have filled out all of the appropriate paperwork for, you know, either grants or the Paycheck Protection Program or whatever financial support
mm-hmm.
they have out there. And the gyms just aren't there as far, you know, and maybe some of them have received some dollars, but of the gym owners
no.
that we know that are at least
None
being vocal about it, they're not receiving any. In fact, the one that we were so up in arms about a couple of weeks ago, they did get financial support, but it wasn't from the government. It was from community supporters who didn't want their gym to go out of business. Somewhere they dug down in their pocket, stepped up, and donated money to their gym
Amen.
So it wouldn't close.
Amen to that.
That's where that money came from. But there are a lot of gym owners still waiting, 9+ weeks, no income whatsoever.
You know, that
no
brings up
whatsoever.
A little something that has always been on my mind with this, and I hope there's a lot of natural bodybuilders listening to this. And if you are, my thinking on all of this is really forward-thinking, meaning my guess is that they think that the gyms are just a cesspool of germs. And that's probably one of the major reasons why they've said, okay, no gyms, blah, 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 which I get it on one hand, but I don't get it on the other hand because it promotes health and fitness. So my plea would be going forward, when these gyms do open, as natural bodybuilders, you're the good guys. When you get back in the
yes.
gym, do your part to make it known, like, hey, no. These bodybuilders in there lifting these heavy weights and grunting and doing blah, blah, that's awesome. But make yourselves clean, clean up after yourselves, and be, you know, an example to our world and say, you know, yeah, we're big and clunky, but guess what? We're clean too, you know, because I guarantee you a lot of places in the country are just like, oh, you know, they're just the biggest cesspools of germs there are. So we got to think about us as natural bodybuilders, how we're going to kind of, you know, slash that thought going forward and really just kind of, you know, look out for yourselves, look after yourselves. So you're not just there for yourselves going forward in this society of social distancing and making things clean, you're now responsible for the person that sits on that machine after you.
Well, I'd like to step in on this because, you know, I'm part of the small business community with Fit Body U, Mike Newman. And one of the things that he was doing long before, you know, we had all this parameters of clean and health is he didn't want a dirty gym. And, you know, a small business owner can do much more movement sooner as compared to the big box stores because they know the community, they interact with them, and they listen to the private messages. I mean, I remember when I was over at LA Fitness and even at the Gold's Gym, there was a chain of command you had to go through. So you're talking 1 or 2 or even 3 weeks before you could get a response that was a response instead of basically we saw your message, we'll get back to you. Whereas you had, you know, with the small business owner, you have the person that's saying, hey, I can make this move right now. Is this something that everyone has been thinking about? Because one of the things that Mike Newman is always speaking about, if one person is talking about it, there's 10 people that's thinking about it. And we were doing the clean. We were putting the rates back. And I know at these other facilities with the big names, you know, you had the documentation in place and, you know, well-placed and well-lit areas where you could read it. But the actual enforcement of it wasn't happening. Whereas you have the small gym owner, he, you know, that's his life. And he's saying, you know, I don't want this dirty gym and I don't want people getting sick. And to counteract the understanding that we were a dirty cesspool, I would say, well, look at how many sick people you have in this gym.
Yeah,
and I'll show you a very small number. Whereas compared to, you know, where if you got to school and as good as they did their best, it seemed like every child was passing along their sickness. And I said, yet you did not have this coming from our gym. So I said, all right, if that's your point, why didn't you engage with the people who were successful in not having sick gyms? If they're going to ask us to, you know, step our game up, then we have to ask them to learn to interact with us so they can step their game up in interacting with us. It's amazing that no one reached out to the common man dealing with a common problem. And I'm still amazed with that ideology going forward where no one has yet to come to a gym and interact with us or in any small business and say, how are we going to keep your doors open during this crisis? Because it seems like they're telling us it's a crisis until it comes to keeping the doors open, and then it's not such a crisis because you need to stay your butt home. But how are you going to save my business? Dez, what was the number you had with how much small businesses mean to local towns and communities? Do you remember that number?
Oh, yeah, over 50%, higher than 50% employment rate, small businesses employ people.
Gyms included. Yeah.
Yep.
So I can't fathom how the people didn't become part of the process when you're dealing with the people. Any business that is failing starts coming down to ground level and saying, hey, what's going on and how are we going to correct this loss or hemorrhage of funding, business, property, whatever. I've never been in a business where that didn't happen when there is a massive hemorrhage and losses in so many aspects of the place. How are we failing so bad? This is what the businesses do, and they come right down there. And yet we have a government that will not do these things with the very people that elected them in the office to make sure it didn't happen.
You hit the nail on the head. Keep going, my man.
It is very, very frustrating. I just say that.
You know what?
Common sense is not allowed.
Right now, KP, is that, you know what? We did elect those people. Now they should think about the people in the community, the different small businesses. You're exactly right on that.
Yes.
You know, so they need to think about that. If they decide to run another term, whether it be local politicians, national politicians, or whatever, you know.
Engage with us. That's all I'm asking.
I'm with you. You know, like I said, down in Texas, I think is opening up the gym, so I was glad to see that.
Yes.
Yep. You know, we just probably have to be patient a little bit longer, but we will watch and see. I mean, yeah, they think gyms are a cesspool, but I would say it's your poorly run gyms. It's your poorly run gyms. And, you know, most gyms today, I don't find that to be. And beyond that, to Terry's point, most of, and from being a former gym owner, most of the filth that was coming in, if I can be so bold as to call it that, wasn't from your active bodybuilders. Some of them were a little crazy, but a lot of the flying sweat all over the cardio. I mean, people sweat, so you get that. But not wiping up after themselves, this and the next thing, not bodybuilders. I'm just putting that out there.
So you know what, the listeners, when the gyms are allowed to open up, maybe they should find maybe even a small mom-pa gym like what KP's talking about. You know what? They've always had a clean gym. You know what? Let's just go there. You know what I mean? So, you know, look at gyms that are policing themselves. You know, maybe look at that when you get back. That might be something else to consider.
Yep. And as Terry said, you don't have to be a bodybuilder to clean up after yourself. You just don't.
No.
You just have to have respect for your environment and your fellow human being that's in the environment with you. That's all you need. Because
part
most gyms, they have the towels, spray bottles.
Exactly.
Yep, it's definitely part of gym etiquette. Paper towels, all of it. They've got it. They've got it.
Yep.
Use it.
But
use deodorant.
The people that you know, we can't enable, because if we see somebody, we need to say something.
I need to be for the people to meet you and see how you do to mimic that when they go to their respective areas and arenas, because it's not just enough to have Earl Snyder. He can't be the only guy. It can't be just Terry. You know what I mean? It can't be you two guys, because we're basically saying you got to come to every state and then come to every county and then come to every town and then come to every gym and start enforcing what, you know, if we know that's how it, this is the method that works, then we have to learn to take it upon ourselves to be more out. Is that one of our new guests? What is that?
Is that small? Without a doubt.
Is that small?
That's small. It's neighborhood watch 24/7 around here, and she's watching out the windows of the front door. So
maybe she sees someone outside walking without a mask.
Maybe she does. And I say, that's okay.
Take
in the fresh air. Take it in, all of it. But she's 14, so if she wants to be neighborhood watch, she can be neighborhood watch. A couple comments here as we're winding down. This one here from Corey. If the government didn't spend billions and billions of dollars on pork spending, the money could have gone to the right people and businesses. It torques me up. And you know what? I'm right there with him. Next one, this is from Sheldon. Sheldon, I don't really know that we can answer this, but I'm going to put it out there. So schools being at risk. How would the people competing affect the children returning to the schools? Are they put at risk? And, you know, they're not around the children. Other than the fact that they are in a space where the children could be. So, you know, if individuals are healthy, no, they're not put at risk. If they are sick, I'm going to assume everything gets cleaned. And, you know, special events come in and out. They have cleaning protocols. So, that's a tough question. Thoughts on that, guys?
If it's a matter of maybe schools and facilities deciding what a bodybuilding event would affect after the event, then my guess is that the original activities, such as school, probably won't be in effect. My guess is that they're, you know, if that's a concern, they probably won't have school, or if they do, then they will not rent out their facilities for mass events. And that's, that's another concern for bodybuilding, you know?
Yeah. Well,
most shows, if you think about it, are on stage and backstage. It's not like it's a whole school, And the thing is, if they're worried that much, then they might as well not have band plays. You know what I mean? Because they're all social. You know, and
we have to remember that fear has been driving the platform.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's why you shut down the media for 2 months.
Yeah, common sense has been removed in order to keep driving this fear platform. So if that's the understanding, then it's much easier for us to just say, who was the one that asked that question?
Sheldon.
Okay, Sheldon, if that's the parameter, that fear is the parameter, I'm saying don't hear fear. Don't even listen to it. Because the new protocol is going to be in place when all of this stuff starts. And cleaning is already a big thing at schools simply because the children are incubators of germs and disease, regardless. So they have a cleaning protocol already in place. This happens before, during, and after the competitors come there. I tell you, there's been many a night when the show was over and we had a time frame of how we had to leave that building so the place could be clean for the children to come, even if it's that Monday. If we're competing on Saturday, they have Saturday, Sunday, and some part of Monday morning. So the children aren't at risk. So let's just let fear go by the wayside, because that's not the driving force of what we're doing. We're speaking in truth. We're speaking in understanding and facts. This is what we've had to deal with for decades. This is nothing new to competitors. This is nothing new to schools. And this is nothing new to cleanliness and hygiene. And schools are some of the best at going about it. That's like saying, you know, you fear about somebody getting sick in a hospital. No, the sick are going to the hospital. So, you know, the children might already be sick and put other children at risk in school. But that's a whole different aspect of what we're talking about. An athlete putting a child at risk is not going to happen simply because the interaction is not there. So we're not going to fall prey to fear or anything else. Let's just deal with the facts. Let's stay with common sense and get away from this fear factor. I'll borrow from Joe Rogan. We're not going to fall prey to that.
That's right.
Yeah, and you know, just, boy, this might be a little off topic of what we were just talking about, but, you know, I just had this vision of bodybuilding shows in the future with face masks on, and it's not sitting well with me.
No, because if it takes my tan off, I'm pissed.
Yes,
exactly.
You tan your face, Kaylin. You don't have to tan your face, buddy. But if you do, it's okay.
I'm not black enough.
I mean, how are you gonna yell at the physique guys? You know, GQ smile. How are you gonna yell that?
Show me.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're smiling or not.
How are you gonna even know that smile?
Pop that calf. Pop that calf.
Right.
How you
going to yell that? Get around sweatpants and ventilators. And it's not happening.
The girls are going to save on their lipstick expenses.
Right?
Yeah, we could. Man. All right, guys. Well, it has been so good to hear your voice. And I've just been so happy that you were on the show tonight to share your perspective. Bringing us up to speed on the NGA, helped me get my coast game straight. But if you move to California instead of Florida, my statement would be correct. So we'll just keep that in mind.
We just want to thank Pete, Real Talk, again, for you guys keeping the ball going, just reaching people worldwide and keeping us informed and engaged. So I do appreciate that.
And also consistently keeping the record straight.
Yes.
Well,
Real Talk.
Real Talk. All right, KP, last thoughts on tonight?
Well, I know that the competitors on stage would do much better with that snickerdoodle protein. And you can't help but smile if you have that.
That is right. Unless, of course, it's a hashtag chocolate wafer.
Oh.
You can smile even bigger. So, on behalf of our Natty Nation out there, the NGA, Earl and Terry, the boys at P4P Muscle, Kaylin, and myself, your body is a temple, so let's build it.
With snickerdoodles.
God bless, guys.